Check, check, mic check. This is Andrew Dong, or you can call me Andy, or some of my friends call me Donger for short. I'm originally from Orange County, Fountain Valley to be exact. Moved down to San Diego about three and a half, maybe even 4 years ago to go to school. But on the weekends, starting Friday, I go back up to Orange County to help my parents out at their office. So in San Diego during the week, up in Orange County during the weekends. My major, I am a philosophy major, which might sound weird because I'm taking physics, but I guess the whole story with that is that I started out as a philosophy major, and because it really piqued my interest at the time, and I guess I'm one class away from graduating, but I've been pressured by my family to pursue a career in medicine, so after much deliberation, I've decided to go back to school for a pre-pharmacy emphasis, or maybe even perhaps a pre-medical emphasis. So I guess that's where I am, which isn't too bad, because throughout high school and before that, I was pretty good at math and science, so I guess I'm just going back to my roots, I guess you could say. So I guess it's good being back, because I really like science. So yeah. Why am I taking physics? I'm taking it basically because it's required. Otherwise, I wouldn't take it at all, because I don't really like physics. Because I guess it's the one subject I've never really been able to ace. But I guess it's good that I have to take it, because I guess I'll eventually end up having to do well in it and excelling at it. So I guess I'll finally be able to overcome this one obstacle in my academic career. Physics is important to me because, I guess, out of all the sciences, I guess we can use it with input to predict the future, basically. Like what's going to happen with projectile motion or a falling body or things like that, and that's pretty important. Not to knock any of the other sciences or anything, but I think physics is the one true science that I guess can unify all the others. Physics is important to my future, because as I said before, it's always been an obstacle in my academic career. I guess if I finally overcome it, then I will have matured intellectually, which brings me to the next topic, which is why is it important to my intellectual growth? It's important because, well, as I said before, the whole problem-solving method that Tony repeatedly reinforces helps throw out new ideas from my group members, so learn to tackle a problem from many sides instead of just that one way of thinking that you're used to doing things. So it's always good to have outside input so you can think of things in a different way. Which I guess covers the next question of the purpose of Tony's problem-solving method. It always helps to write things down, draw diagrams, so you can actually conceptualize things on paper. Even though you think you know how to do things in your head, I guess it's always good to write them down so you can conceptualize it. And working in groups is always good because you get outside information, outside views, so there's always more than one way to solve a problem. So I guess that's why Tony repeatedly reinforces it. Do I like college? Yeah, I would say had a lot of fun in college, had learned a lot of things, learned to to experience and see things in a different light, which has basically changed my views of life. What do I expect from college? I expect that once I'm out of college, I'll be able to get a good career, because college will have made me a more well-rounded person, better intellectual person, because I will have learned many things from many different areas, and I guess a better person as a whole. So that's about it. Thank you for listening. Bye.